I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
Can you believe it? Week 4 of the high school football season tomorrow. It's insane, isn't it? We're nearing the midway point of the regular season. That's bizarre. Emory only has 9 games. Tomorrow's going to be game 4. Corbin does play 10 games. Tomorrow also game 4, but it will be a lengthy drive for the Dinos. They'll head out to Bear River High School. Sonny Buscarini will be joined by Vinny Rondinelli tomorrow. Going to go on the road to bring you the play-by-play call on our sister station, 95.3 The Peak. We're going to talk about tomorrow's game. We'll also talk about last week's contest where the Dinos slipped to 1-2 with a loss to Ogden. Joining us in studio right now, we have head coach Phil Howa. Coach, as always, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. We'll start by talking about last Friday's game. We knew Ogden was going to be difficult. We knew that. You and I had this conversation, and they came in, and boy, that's a good football team, and they walk away with a win.
Well, you know what? We made them a better football team, that's for sure. I felt we started that game and we started moving the ball, and then we had a couple of mishaps the first two possessions. And, you know, kids are kids. They get moving, and then they get stopped, and they kind of lose their fire. And Ogden gained fire on our mishaps and you know, kind of buried us that first quarter. But it's a long game. We got to get these kids to understand that there's 3 quarters left and anything can happen. So Ogden is a good football club. They had some good talent, 18 seniors. Not saying that we should have played them, but we should have played them better. I was a little disappointed in our effort, and you know, our kids come back on Monday and practice really hard and put it behind them, and we're moving forward. And our goal is just to get better, and that's our motto for this week, is getting better. So,
I agree with you 100% on the way things started for your program, because you guys get the ball, your first offensive set. There are some positives there, but then there's a penalty, and as you said, a couple of mishaps, and all of a sudden you're playing from behind the sticks. And I thought there were a couple of drives, Coach, where you guys really did show promise, but there was something that would halt that drive, and you guys just couldn't overcome that.
Yeah, it's just always just a little, and it's not a big thing. It's typically just a little thing. Fumbles are a big thing. And, you know, that's mishaps, and you know, sometimes when you run that option, flipping that ball out there, that's a touchy, and maybe we should do a little bit more in practice and run it so that pitch is a little bit more fluid. But you know what, I'll take the blame for that. You only have so many days in the week, and you got to cover defense, you got to cover offense, especially teams, and the week goes by really fast.
As I sit and try to pinpoint some of the big positives, Coach, again, I have been impressed with the special teams play. And I know that Deegan had a couple of very nice punts in this game as well. And I think that's a huge aspect of high school football when we talk about flipping the field. I have been impressed with the special teams. I really have over the last couple of weeks.
You know what? They kind of bought in. I think our first week was pretty rough. And then we come back from Moab and had a good showing. And so they're buying in. It's hard. It's hard to get the kids to understand that that's an important part of the game. You know what, you have fresh legs, you're maybe not a starter, we need your heart and soul, and we need your tough, and they're buying in and going down and trying to make things happen. You know, we're just close to making a break, you know, getting a good return, you know, to where it might go for 6 points. So yeah. keep working, you know, again, getting better every week.
There were some, I thought some big positives as well from the quarterback standpoint. Stockton Kennedy impresses me in the idea that this kid is not afraid to take a hit, and we saw that. I mean, he was under pressure a lot on Friday night, but he's still climbing the pocket under pressure. This kid's not afraid to get popped.
You know, Stockton's learning every day. We've got to remind you, he's a junior, yeah. So you know what, he knows he's got to be tough. He knows he's got to stand in there and take what. And you know, Stockton works hard. He's the type of kid that's always working, even after the practice is over. He's the one that shows up for weight training in the morning. And I told him right to his face, I said, Stockton, if you hadn't been weight training, you would have never made it through those first 2 games. Some of the shots you took, you survived them because you're tough enough. So.
And every coach I talk to really pinpoints his leadership.
He's a quiet leader.
Yeah.
He's not a vocal,
yeah.
But he leads by tough. He leads by his work ethic. He leads by being at practice every day and putting in 100% effort all the time. So, yeah, he's a quiet leader.
And then we got to see Paxton Faulk as well at quarterback. And so, Coach, you know, we talk about Stockton being a junior. Here's Paxton stepping into a pretty tough situation against a really good team, and he's a sophomore.
And you know what? One of the key things I recall is Paxton getting a 10-yard run up the middle.
Yeah.
So it's showing you that Paxton's willing to take a shot too. And Paxton's worked really hard defensively as far as with linebackers and stuff. And every day he's getting quicker feet just from doing that with us. And I tell him all the time, I have no reservation of putting you in anywhere on my defensive linebacking corps. So, again, great overall athlete, great attitude, good worker. He's another one of those kids that go to the weight room. Knows he has to if he wants to have some success. So we're getting them. We're getting it to turn around. It's just a slow process.
Slower than anyone would want. I understand that.
Especially
yeah.
me. You know, yeah. I felt like 4 years we should, you know, it's still coming. But we have a great group of young kids that are buying into the weight program. I went and kind of corralled Jordan Blank and asked if he could do a morning weight training, and he was willing to step up and do that. We have people out there that are willing to step up and give us a hand and keep things moving forward. If the kids will jump on, and we had more kids today than we had on Monday. So, you know, positives all. It's hard not to get negative, but I'm the type of guy that thinks the glass is half full instead of half empty. I just soon say, you know what, we're moving. We're moving in the right direction.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Phil Howell of the Carbondale football team. Coach, you and I were talking off the cuff. Schedule's not going to get any easier. You guys have a loaded region. You also have this loaded non-region schedule. And coming up this Friday, it's a lengthy trip to Bear River. And this is a good football team. I mean, they competed with some upper echelon 3A squads.
Yeah, they did. They, you know, we watched film on them and Morgan. And Morgan's reigning state champs. And they held their own. You know, they pushed Morgan around a little bit themselves. So we're going to have to step up. Our kids watched a quarter of the game, and I didn't want to overdo it, but I just looked at them and said, you guys, we have work to do. And that's when we went out, and we had a great, like I said, we had a great Monday practice. The kids worked hard, and I'm sure that comes from watching film. Not enough time in a day. I mean, you know, you try to get kids home in time for dinner. You know, we try to get done by 6 o'clock. No later than 6:15. By the time the kids drag out of practice at 6:30, sometimes I don't get home till after 7. I mean, it's football is a tough road. And you know what? To be successful, you just got to be keep plugging.
I've talked to a lot of coaches about this. When off-season workouts are going on, it's summertime, there is no school. They don't have to be student-athletes. They just get to be athletes.
Right.
And then we start school, and now they're student-athletes, and the student aspect always comes first. That's a difficult transition, not only for a kid to make, but I'm sure for the coaching staff as well.
Oh, the extra time you have to prepare is not there. Okay? So you're taking a 15-minute break here, watching videos, trying to find an answer to a problem, that kind of stuff, and jotting down a note here and a note there, and then you show up and try to have a quick meeting. We met on Sunday for 2 hours, at the end of the day Sunday, so we try to not take away from family time. You know what? I have a great staff. They're willing to step up, and we're doing our best to try to make our kids the best. And I'm going to remind people, you know, that we're a young team, a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores, a lot of freshmen. We're going to get better. If they'll stay, if they'll keep coming, we start our JV. We'll have a JV game this week, which will be the first of the year. So some of those underclassmen that haven't really got a lot of playing time, we're going to be put through the test today, this week. And I've told them for the last 2 weeks, you will get some time, I promise. And we'll see how they step up.
Coach, when you watch Bear River, what stands out to you? What's the one thing that you look at and you say, okay, this is their identity?
I think they have a quarterback that makes things happen. I mean, he's a lefty, and once he rolls, he's not one of those guys that he's rolling and he's running. He's still looking for a cornerback to come off to stop the run, and he's going to dump it over the top. He's a player. So, you know, we got to go put some pressure on him. We got to get to that quarterback and make him make quick decisions, and hopefully not the right decisions. So our goal is to put some pressure on him and try to slow down that game of his. He can hurt you with his legs, and he can hurt you with his arms. So
it's always awkward when you see a lefty. Right. But you guys, you have a lefty, right? And so, I don't know, there's something about it. Whenever I'm watching tape, it takes a minute to get acclimated to a lefty. Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue. I do believe that is a problem sometimes for kids because we don't see a lot of lefty quarterbacks.
Well, this kid will roll to his right, and you better not think he's not going to throw because he's rolling to the right because it's hard for a lefty to throw on the right side. He turns those shoulders, and he'll dump it. He'll flick it out. He'll lob it over the top of somebody. He's just a player. He's, I don't even know his name. Don't care about who he is, but I know he's somebody we have to keep an eye on and try to make sure that we have a spy on him. Our middle linebacker has to keep their eye on him. The rest of them are going to be putting pressure from all angles, and we're going to see what we can do.
I know it's a four-quarter game. That's always the importance. But, Coach, when you look at the way this team has played so far this year, how important is it to win the very first 12 minutes of this game?
Oh. That's why we took the ball last week. We feel like if we could put pressure on the other team, if we can go out and score first, it gives us some momentum. It gives you something to be excited about, something to be positive about. And we just haven't got there. I mean, we did it in Moab, and that saved us from getting put under the gun. But you know what? We just have to have a fire. We need to understand how important that is. And again, we can't play for the kids. All our excitement, all our energy and stuff goes, we give them everything we got all week long. And when it comes time on Friday night, they have to step up and they have to play their kind of football. And hopefully they're going to step up and play a tougher game of football this week.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, Coach. It's a long drive, but that's okay. It's always a good opportunity to kind of build some continuity when you got to take a long trip.
Yeah, my coach has given me a hard time ever since I schedule it. But you know what? I like to play different people. I hate to play the same people over and over again. I think you get in a rut. I like to look at it, what do we have to lose?
Sure.
I mean, if we win, we compete, we have a great game, it's a positive.
Yeah.
Bear River, 4A school.
Mm-hmm.
Tough. But what's the positive that you can take out of it? It helps you on your RPI, whether you win or lose. If you win, it jumps you greatly. I keep telling the kids, they talk about the RPIs and stuff. I said, you guys, that's in your hands. You have to be the ones do the work. You have to win games. You have to play tough football against tough teams to get recognized as an up-and-comer. And right now, we're still there, and it's frustrating and everything else. But you know what? The kids have a great attitude. They, like I said, they came in Monday ready to start over, and we have. We've worked hard, and it's Wednesday, and we'll have a JV matchup tomorrow. We'll be practicing varsity run through at 8 o'clock at night after the games are over. The job is never over.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you making time. Travel safe to Bear River. Can't wait to talk to you again next week. I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to the trip, and I'm looking forward to visiting with you next week.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, bud.
Again, Carbon High School tomorrow, heading on the road to Bear River. Live coverage of that contest will air on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. You can also listen with the Castle Country Radio app or at castlecountryradio.com. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports straight ahead. We'll flip talk NFL football a week away from the start of the NFL season. Gearing up for some fantasy football drafts this week? Well, you're going to want to listen to this next segment. Joe Bartle of rotowire.com joins us when we return.